Breakfast with Martin Bester.
We're just tuning in now. We are talking about corporal punishment. As you know, the Constitutional Court changed its opinion about it. It's no longer allowed in schools nor at home. So, ouers kan nie hulle kinders lyfstraf toepas nie. Quite a big debate in South Africa right now. One of the passionate, loud voices against this ruling is the African Christian Democratic Party leader, the ACDP leader, Reverend Kenneth Mishwe. He was on air with us just now. He's in Cape Town for Parliament. And he says that if you want kids to be unruly and undisciplined, we need to uphold this ruling by the Constitutional Court. However, if you want to follow the example of countries like Singapore, we need to change it. You need to change it back to allowing corporal punishment at school and at home. Most people agree with him, but not every single person agrees with him. We'll get to some of the disagrees in a moment. I kind of stirred the pot there and played devil's advocate, and I said to him, can't we find more modern ways of punishing modern kids? I mean, times have changed. Kids' values have changed. And now sitting with smartphones at the age of, I don't know, 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that they find precious in the world are different to when we were kids. So shouldn't we adapt and find new ways?
Hi, Martin. Sean here. You spoke to the Reverend and said you need more modern ways of punishment. My suggestion would be take away the wooden cane and put in a carbon fiber one. That is modern technology and same result.
Yeah.
Sure.
But not everyone agrees with corporal punishment. This lady vehemently disagrees.
So, Martin, this is making me really cross because I've just been listening to this guy on the radio. Violence breeds violence. If we are giving our children hidings, we are teaching them that that is how they deal with conflict. And this is why these kids are so violent. Sorry, but this really riles me up. And this is exactly why I don't smack my children.
Moreta Park, Moreta, is it Jean of Jean?
Jean Martin Hande.
Goed nie, Jean. Stem jy saam met daai met Kenneth Mishwe?
Ja, ek stem baie saam met hom. Ek glo, ek en ons was nou in 'n situasie waar ons kind, hy was die boelie op school, of in die school, dit is met nou onder ons aandag gekom en die juffrou het ons ingeroep. En ons het eers begin sy goed wegvat, speelgoed wegvat, TV tyd wegvat, en jy weet, in die badkamer laat sit, bietjie time out hee, en daai type van goed, ons het alles probeer, en dit werk nie. Dit het teruggekom, laat het nog steeds aangaan, en ons het besluit wel, dit moet nou verder gevat word. Ons het hom 2 goeie houwe gegee, en vandag is hy aan 'n kind, die respect wat hy het, die, hoe hy met ons praat, die verskielik, anders, alles het verander.
So hy is nou bang vir die straf, vir die lyfstraf?
Ek glo, ek weet nie of ek sal bang wees nie, ek sal nie sê dat ek hom soos ingevat het en hom fisies, jy weet, hy kwaad gaat geslaan het nie. Ons het letterlik eers met hom gesit en praat en verduidelik hoekom hy gaan bakslaag kry, en hy moet weet, dit is verkeerd wat hy gedoen het, en ons het eers alles probeer.
Ja.
So ja, ek voel net, bakslaag op die rechte tyd en op die rechte plek en op die rechte manier, daar is die tyd vir dit.
Baie dankie vir jou oproep, waardeer het. Dankie, Jean. Well.
Dankie.
All right, and then Yolandi from Four Ways. Yolandi, you're saying you're disagreeing with the Reverend. You disagree with corporal punishment.
I completely disagree. You know, our children are still young. We have a 7, a 5, and a 4-year-old, and I promise you they do drive me crazy. But if I had to hit my child, it would definitely be out of rage. And I can, you know, the problem is that child, it's so tiny, and you as a grown-up now want to give them a hiding out of rage, because if your child is something bad, you know, the easiest way is to react. And ever since the court ruled that corporate, you know, that children are not allowed to being hit, my husband and I took it upon ourselves, we will not hit our children. We give them a time out because they are still young, so we say, go sit in your room for 5 minutes. Then we go and we talk to them and we say, you just hit your sister. This is why it's wrong. You know, so we honestly feel that if you give your child a hiding, it does breed violence, as the previous lady said as well.
Okay, so you know, this is where...
That's the song that but it's the teachers at school because they are being abused at home.
This is where the debate gets interesting because I think for some kids it works and for other kids it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So in your case, your kids, they respond to explanation. You've mm-hmm. been bad. You yeah. shouldn't speak to your sister like that. And this is why. What if you've got a child that doesn't respond to that? Like the previous caller, the previous mm-hmm. caller's child was the bully at school. He was bullying other kids. And when yeah. they brought corporal punishment back at home, the kid stopped.
Yeah, every child is different.
Yeah.
Even my three, it doesn't always work with every single one of them. You know, sometimes you have to send them to time out twice in a row or whatever the case may be. It doesn't work with every single scenario either. You know, children are different. They're individuals as you and I are. We are all individuals. We all take things in a different way. But we need to be able to tell them how to communicate. You know, how if you open up communication and are actually there for your child, let them have their 5-minute breakdown and scream and shout in the room or whatever the case may be mm-hmm. before you go in.
Before you go in. But you were saying since the ruling came out, you guys took it upon yourself. Were you then punishing them physically before the ruling came out this year?
My husband never did since the day the children were born. He mm-hmm. never did. But I have slapped them, never with an item, always with my flat hand, once on the bum kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when I did that, I felt the rage and I felt that I could actually hit this child.
How did you grow up, by the way, just out of interest? Did you get a hiding?
I'm 39 years old, yes. I got hidings. I remember when I was 7 years old, my father gave me a hiding with a plank that I had blue marks on my bum and I couldn't sit. And I will never, ever forget that. And I never want that on my children.
Yolandi, thanks firstly for being part of our morning fam from Four Ways. Appreciate it. And thanks for your opinion. Bye, Donkey Word. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what? We've run out of time with this debate, but it is a very interesting debate, and I've learned a lot of things this morning as well from the Reverend and also from you. Some interesting points made, and I want you to continue this conversation. We want to judge, let's say, in a couple of hours' time, how the majority feels about it, and maybe if there are suggestions. Unpack it a little bit on our social media. So we'll put the question up on our social media, run a bit of a poll, an opinion poll, and see what comes out. Whether you agree or disagree with the Reverend who spoke from the ACDP about a half an hour ago. Chance for you to win with Emperor's Palace coming up next.
My favorite show in the world is Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Fabulous show.
Good morning. You never know what's going to happen.
Start your day with a surprise.